just the top 2.0. Can I?
I think I clearly spoke my mind about this subject the last meeting we had, to say the least. I do not have the wish to repeat that. What we are left with is a very important question about the memorandum of understanding accompanying the exam and education regulations we give consent to last year, including the 2020-2021 exam regulations, which in our opinion was formulated in quite a different way. And as far as I understand it now, this specific rule is under scrutiny of several people and will be offered to us once it is reformulated. That's my understanding to this point. I don't know if any other member of the University Council wants to add to this, but this is my understanding of the present situation on this score.
To respond,
the
rule has been discussed extensively with Committee OS, but also with various other groups. And at that point, we have come to an agreement on a way of formulating this in a way that would be doing justice to the way that we've described the general principles. I can formulate it here, but...
So let me ask a different question. What is the timeline of the process that the board is seeing at this moment? That would be the first question. And is there an indication about what kind of program would go for a integrated curriculum and what is going to go for a coherent curriculum? Is there an update on that?
That's also important. Could we first address the first question about the actual formulation of this rule in terms of how will it come to the University Council, and will that be for advice, for consent? I mean, it was a part of the education exam regulation last year as a memorandum of understanding, which really filled in the whole context of the consent of the EER. So it would stand to reason to say yes, after reformulating it, we want to go with the University Council into a process of, now and then it comes, and this is my question, would that be consent before taking the next step?
Well, this one is the question is whether we should have the memorandum of understanding separately or not separately from the UR that is under discussion. And on the one hand, you could say you would like to do that separately. On the other hand, they are heavily intertwined because they are strongly related to each other. It would have my preference to have them combined and to offer them together, to offer both the ER as well as the memorandum of understanding together in a formulation.
At what time frame would that be?
I think we are quite advanced with UR. We had discussion this early this week. This will be reformulated. I hope that it will be sent to the University Council early January.
I got a question. You said we agreed upon some formulation in the OS committee. I wasn't there, but I didn't see a formulation or something like that. So I'm very much interested. So if we could have this formulation, it would be welcome. Because otherwise, if we wait and see until March to get the formulation and the UR at the same time, then I expect there could be a problem. And we don't want to have a long-term discussion.
I just heard
put it differently. If I have an agreement with Committee OS, then I hope that I will at least have some support of the members of Committee OS for this point of view. And I hope that also that internally this can be communicated. I mean, I have no objections on circulating the information myself.
The last thing I said about this in Oos is that in no way I gave consent to what was being said there, because I wanted to take it in for myself, remember, to rethink it again. And I'm waiting, I said, for your formulation.
Correct. I heard that very clearly, yes.
So this is the point where I left the discussion and I'm waiting for the formulation. And in that sense, I think the question of Dick is a very good one.
But I understood already from the rector that he said, beginning of January, yeah, it will be ready. It will be sent, so I expect it will be on the next
February cycle.
That's what we call February cycle, because that starts in January. So what I like, because normally our discussions are always a little bit difficult, extended, that we see that we can schedule a technical session before we have the committee meeting on the UR.
I would propose to do the same thing that we did also with Tom, that we have a technical session, then committee OS, and then we have the the university council session.
And then there would be a technical session that we do a week before the committee meeting with the rector. Yeah, we try to get this in.
Can I ask the committee OS whether it's correct that they more or less agreed upon this?
I did not formulate that I have consent, but I formulated that we found a formulation that had a lot of adherence during this meeting.
Okay.
Gert also made quite clear what he just mentioned.
Okay, but we can discuss it internally later. Yeah?
I don't think that the way that it's being formulated is any secret to anyone. I mean, it's a quite clear formulation that has been widely distributed through the organization.
Yeah, I heard some formulation, but I would like to have your part.
Very good.
I think that's
okay.
Yeah, but then you have to be careful, because then it needs also to be in proper shape, and then you get it early January.
Okay. So, we'll schedule an additional meeting at least for that already in January, so you'll receive the information rather fast. Yep. And then we have to see if there's room also in the agenda of the rector to add that place, but probably he finds this a very important thing.
It is an important thing, but I would also like to emphasize it's not only important for me, but it's also important for the programs.
Yeah.
I mean, the programs, they have to adjust to the new the structure of TOM 2.0. So I would also like to give the urgency for the programs to have an early agreement on the EER.
Yeah. Okay.
Chairman.
Yeah.
You could make another remark on
yeah.
the I want to bring to the attention that a lot of concepts of the EER, of course, in the domain of the University Council, are swarming around, and now and again someone is confronted with texts and questions like, is this going in the right direction, etc., etc. I'm fine with that, but I just want to point out to the University Council that we should not focus totally on the 15 European credits, zero, etc., etc. discussion, because the text of the ER encompasses much more than that.
Yeah.
And let's keep a clear eye for all kinds of texts, which also have to change. Ask for our attention and in the end consent.
Yeah.
I can not agree more with this conclusion.
Yeah. Okay, then.